In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We need to know the Word of God so that we can apply it to ourselves. That's so important. It's so important. I have 1 Samuel 18. And it came to pass, when he had made an end speaking unto Saul, that's David spoke to Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. Jonathan is David's son. And Jonathan loved David as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword and to his bow and to his girdle. Now, the scripture talks about friendship. I'm going to tell you about friendship. You know, do we have friends? Yes, you have friends. But the friends that you have is very important. Do these friends lead you to Jesus Christ? If these friends continue to lead you to the life of Christ, you keep those friends. They are more valuable than gold. But if your friends lead you away from Jesus Christ, you dump them. They're not worth it. They're not worth it. You know, but I'm going to convert them. You know what? You can invite them to services, but you can't convert them. So friendship is very important. Where does the friendship lead? If it leads to a greater life in Jesus, that's a good friend. If it leads to away from Jesus, dump that friend. He or she is not worthy to be your friend. It's as simple as that. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him and behaved himself wisely. And Saul set him over men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tabrets and joy and instruments of music. And the women sang one to another and played, "Lord, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." And you're going to find now that Saul becomes jealous. Jealousy has no part in the Christian's heart. Why are we jealous? Because we want what another person has. I'm telling you, you don't know the sorrows that the other person carries. You don't know the heartache that the other person carries. Jealousy is not of God. We've got to let go of jealousy. It'll only lead us into more sin. To be jealous is not of God. And yet here we have Saul being jealous of David because the women are saying, Saul has killed his thousands and David has killed his 10,000s. And now Saul wants to get rid of David. The jealousy wants to lead to murder. This is sick. This is sick. He was the king. But remember that the anointing left him. I'm going to tell you about the anointing. My Lord, never let the anointing leave me. The anointing that you gave me at baptism and the anointing that you gave me in the life of the Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, never let me go far from your anointing, because if I have no anointing, nothing happens. It is the anointing that teaches people. It is the anointing that calls the sinner to salvation. It is the anointing of God. It is the Holy Spirit. So I want you to say, I want the anointing of God in my life. I want the anointing of God in my life. I do not want to be jealous I do not want to be jealous. I need friends. I need friends. Friends that are going to lead me to Christ. Friends that are going to lead me to Jesus Christ. Those are the friends that I need. We do not want to be like Saul. Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wrought in saying it displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s and to me they've ascribed thousands. And what can he have more but he's going to take the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day forward. He eyed him. And what did he eye him for? He wants to kill him. Oh, yes. Jealousy can lead to killing. He wants to kill David. He says, well, if David kills the 10,000s, I'm only 1,000. The next thing he'll take is the kingdom of Saul. So we know that David was anointed by Samuel, and the anointing left Saul. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played with his hand as other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. Now listen to this. This is sick. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. And Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from Saul. I'm telling you, what we need to know is if the Lord is with us, who can be against us? I might not have what I want, but the Lord is with me. You might not have what you want, but the Lord is with you. You must know the Lord is with you, and that is enough. Mary, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Yes, the Lord is with Mary. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with me. That's worth $1,000,000, that the Lord is with us. The Lord was not with Saul. Saul became jealous and wants to kill David. The Lord was not with Saul. When we read the Joseph cycle, the word of God keeps on saying, and the Lord was with Joseph. I'm telling you, what else do you need? That the Lord be with you and with your spirit. That the Lord be in you. That the Lord be for you. Therefore, Saul removed him from him and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. Why does Saul make David captain over 1,000? He wants David killed. He wants the Philistines to kill David. Oh, yes. We see that David did the same thing many years later when he fell in love with Bathsheba and he had Uriah killed. We see David doing the same thing. But the only difference was that the Lord did not depart from David. David cried, have mercy upon me, for I have sinned. I'm telling you, it's very important that we have the Lord with us. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself wisely, he was afraid of David. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came before them. So we see that Israel and Judah loves David, and that's going to get at Saul. And what does Saul want to do? Ultimately, kill David. That's why he puts him in charge of 1,000 men, because he's going to go in front and the Philistines are going to kill him. But that's not what happens, because the Lord was with David. David marries Saul's daughter. Verse 17 of chapter 18. And Saul said to David, behold, my elder daughter Merab, her will I give you as a wife. Only be valiant for me and fight the Lord's battles. For Saul said, let not my hand be upon him, but let the hand of the Philistines be upon David, my Lord. And David said unto Saul, who am I? And what is my life on my father's family in Israel, that I should be a son-in-law to the king? And it came to pass at that time, when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given unto Adriel as a wife. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. So they give Michal to Saul, to David. And Saul said, I will give him Michal, that she may be a snare to him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, Thou shalt this day be my son-in-law in one of the twain. And Saul commanded his servant, saying, Commune with David secretly, and say, Behold, the king hath delighted in thee, and all his servants love thee. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law. I tell you, the king hated David, because he was jealous of David. Please, jealousy is just miserable. Don't be jealous of anybody. Don't be jealous of what people have. You do not know the pain of their heart. You know, people wear masks. I don't want to covet anything that doesn't belong to me. I want to continue to take the anointing of God, because with the anointing of God, people are touched. Someone said to me, when you preach, sometimes I get goosebumps. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost, because there is a anointing on me. And I'm telling you, I want to cooperate with that anointing. I receive that anointing at confirmation, and also I receive that anointing at ordination and in the baptism of the Spirit. I know that this anointing is able to open doors, that this anointing is able to heal people, that this anointing is able to preach with power and with certainty. One of the things that people lack when they preach is authority. You know why? Because they do not know who they are in Jesus Christ. Like, that's a real sad thing, that many Christians and many ministers have no idea who they are in the Lord Jesus Christ. They are the men of God. They are the women of God. They come to proclaim the word of God with power, and that's power. When you do not know who you are, you become like a shrinking violet. Poor me. No. God wants to deliver you from the poor me's. God wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit. God wants to fill you with the love of God. God wants to fill you with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Saul's servant spoke those words in the ears of David. And David said, It seems to me to be a light thing to be the king's son-in-law, seeing that I am a poor man and lightly esteemed. And the servants of Saul told him, saying, On this manner spake David. And Saul said, Thus shall you say to David, The king desires not any dowry, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. You see, he wants 100 foreskins. And I'm telling you, he wants these Philistines to destroy David. To destroy David. And I'm going to tell you, David gets not only 100, but 200. And when David arose and went, he and his men, and slew the Philistines, 200 men. And David brought their foreskins that they had given them in full tale to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. And Saul gave him Michal, or Michal, daughter, to be his wife. See, Saul wants to put David in danger. Let's put David in danger. The more danger he's in, he's more liable to get killed. The more danger he's in, he's more liable to get killed. We saw, as I told you before, that David did the same thing when he fell in love with Bathsheba. He put Uriah at the beginning of the soldiers, and they killed Uriah. That's sick. That's sick. We do not want to be jealous. We do not want to covet other people's wives. That's what David did. And he called out for mercy. he prayed the 51st Psalm. And Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. And Saul was yet the more afraid of David, and Saul became David's enemy continually. Then the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. And I'm telling you, the Lord was with David. Is the Lord with you today? Have you given your life to Jesus? Is the Lord with you today? If God is for you, no one can be against you. Yes. Now, I tell you, if God be for you, no one can be against you. This is real. This is real. Here we see David being surrounded by Saul's hate. Saul wants to kill David. He wants to destroy David because of jealousy. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And the Spirit of God had left Saul, and the Spirit of God came upon David. The Lord was with David. And Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David. Chapter 19. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. Remember, Jonathan was David's best friend. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, "My father seeks to kill you. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed of yourself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide yourself." This Saul was nuts, wants to kill David. And now poor Jonathan has to say to him, "My dad wants to kill you. Go someplace and hide yourself." My Lord, what jealousy can do. What jealousy can do. "And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father. And what I see, I will tell you." And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, "Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been for thee very good." Yes, David did it for Saul, and he put his life in his hands and slew the Philistine. And the Lord wrought a great salvation for all of Israel who saw it and did rejoice. Wherefore then thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul swore, "As the Lord lives, he would not be slain." And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things, and Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. Yep, it's not going to last very long. The demon's going to want to kill David. The demon wants to kill David. And that is Saul's hope and wish. Saul seeks to kill David. Chapter 19, verse 8. "And there was a war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines, and slew them with great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul as he sat in the house with his javelin in his hand. And David played with his hand," played on his harp, remember. "And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin unto the wall. And David fled and escaped that night." David has to flee from this crazy man. You know, I always feel sorry for Saul. He was anointed the king of Israel. He was anointed the king of Israel. But he loses that anointing, and he acts like a fool trying to kill the one that is for him. This is sad. This is sad. It's all that jealousy does. Jealousy even brings murder. And see, Saul wanted to get David with his javelin, but David escaped. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. See, he's after the blood of David. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if you save not yourself tonight, tomorrow you shall be slain, killed. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. David has to go hide himself from Saul's anger, from Saul's jealousy. Very important, this whole thing about jealousy. It is not good. It only leads to sin. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. And Michal took an image and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster and covered it with the cloth. And when Saul sent messengers to take David's life, she said, he is sick. And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, bring him up to me in the bed that I may slay him. And when the messengers were come in, behold, there was an image in the bed with the pillow of goat's hair for his bolster. And Saul said unto Michal, why have you deceived me so, and sent away mine enemy, that he is escaped? And Michal answered Saul, he said unto me, let me go, why should I kill thee? So David fled and escaped, and came to Samuel the prophet at Ramah of the seer, and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naoth. He told him all that Saul had done to him, wanting to kill David. He's telling this to Samuel the seer. And it was told Saul, saying, behold, David is in Naoth in Ramah. And Saul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of prophets prophesying and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they all prophesied. Remember that prophecy was frenetic. They pull off their clothes, they start jumping up and down, they start dancing. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they also prophesied. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to the great well that is in Sheshu. And he asked and said, where are Samuel and David? And one said, behold, they be at Naoth in Ramah. And he went thither to Naoth at Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon Saul also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoth of Ramah. And he stripped off his clothes also, and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all the day and all the night. Wherefore, they said, is Saul also among the prophets? I'm telling you, I know that when you have the Holy Spirit, some people can be jealous of you. They can be jealous, but they can have the same spirit. You know what I'm saying? It's not that there are just a few that God wants to give His Spirit to. He gave His Spirit to us in baptism, confirmation, ordination, but He wants to release that Spirit. You don't have to be jealous of the people that have authority. You can take the authority when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Again, that authority came to me in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's real, this baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is not a sacrament, but I would not be preaching to you today if God did not baptize me in the Holy Spirit, if Jesus did not baptize me in the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite people to the 40 Days for Life at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. Every day they are gathering in front of that abortion mill to pray and to be there for the women, so that if women change their mind, they can get an ultrasound. I want to tell you, it's happening now. It's happening now. You must know it's happening now. 40 Days for Life at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.